This is a waived hearing for Mr. Paul Ramey, ABC number 097247. Mr. Ramey is 75 years old. He was certified eligible by the Arizona Department of Corrections for a 31-4-12-day regular parole absolute discharge of home arrest. Crimes of burglary in the first degree and aggravated assault occurred on or about December 23, 1991. He was approximately 49 years old at the time of the incident offense. He was found guilty by jury trial on February 16, 1993. Sentencing offenses are being served concurrently. He was also convicted of an additional count of murder in the second degree, but that 15-year sentence has since expired. His conviction was appealed and upheld on December 20th, 1994. He's been parole eligible since December 16, 2016. Mr. Ramey has a considerable criminal history dating back to 1962, including previous out-of-state convictions for theft, rape, assault, burglary, and fugitive with justice. It should be noted that the second-degree murder conviction represented a serious escalation in violent behavior. Mr. Ramey has a sentence end date of December 20th, 2021. I'll read a brief summary of the offense in question. On December 23rd, 1991, Paul Fred Ramey forced entry into the apartment of the victim, Kathleen Taylor, by breaking through a glass door. While in the apartment, Mr. Ramey shot the other victim, Larry Scott Grossman, two times with hunting arrows from a hunting bow, causing his subsequent death. Mr. Ramey then chased victim Kathleen Taylor as she ran from the scene, assaulted her by stabbing her with an arrow, causing injury. Mr. Ramey has been served with a petition for injunction prohibiting harassment against victim Kathleen Taylor, issued by East Phoenix Justice Court previously that same day. According to Mr. Ramey's institutional progress report, he has limited programming in ADC. He submitted no release plan. He's had limited discipline in ADC from 1993 to 2003, with his last major in 2000 for disobeying an order. This appears to be his third hearing before the board, with his first a special in 1995, which was denied. He has no letters of support in his parole packet. Based on the serious and violent nature of his consecutive offenses, which add up to a flat 30-year prison term, not to mention an extensive criminal history, which includes absconding from an out-of-state conviction, I do not believe that the supervised release of Mr. Ramey would further the interests of justice nor be consistent with the safety and welfare of our community, but I'm certainly open to discussion. Yes, Ms.
Mr. Quinones, I would just add that there's restitution owed of $18,107, just for the record.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. I will go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes land, and that is for Mr. Paul Ramey, ADC number 097247. I move to deny regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest, and I'm also asking, based on the year of conviction, for a one-year set-off.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Neal. Release type for, denied by me is 440411 in the home arrest. And the reasons for denial are as follows: serious and violent offense, loss of human life, trauma to the victim, serious bodily injury, multiple victims. It looks like that this was victim harassment. History of assaultive behavior, prior criminal history, repeat offender, history of assaultive behavior, no release plan, no family or community support. Do any of my fellow board members have anything that they wish to add?
No, sir.
Well, then I believe this will conclude our hearing. And I want to thank my fellow board members.